Yes, good morning.
Thank
you. Hope everyone's safe and dry.
Oh, we're trying our best. Of course, you're in Brisbane for Parliament question time. I question without notice. What's happened so far?
Well, we've had an exciting week. I guess the investment in domestic violence was well overdue, but very welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's all about the federal election and everyone blaming everyone else for everything that's going on, as we do. But more importantly, some important legislation around child protection and the public trustee have moved forward. So, it's been a productive week so far.
Now, of course, the news about the Drug Rehabilitation Centre for Bundaberg. What can you tell us about this?
Well, this was promised some time ago, and it's something that we've been fighting for a number of years, but to have it finally confirmed that Inter Beven will be able to build a new facility, and we know that the design and the consultation will start very soon, but to know that the land has actually been acquired, I think, is a significant step forward, and we just hope that the people can have their say on what this looks like, but more importantly, in another year, we should be able to provide that important service to, you know, drug rehabilitation. It's so overdue in Bundaberg. People have been talking about this for decades, but it's good. And, you know, things like ice and other illicit drugs are part of our regional Queensland makeup, unfortunately. And, you know, as the saying is, it doesn't discriminate, it decimates. And I think having that capacity to be able to provide that service is going to be very welcomed.
Where's that going to be for those who might not be aware?
57 Wilmington Street in Cabeeban.
Yep.
It's quite a good area under my assessment. It's sort of out of the way. But remember, it's a facility that's much needed, and it's not in a residential area. So, the Beven will be the new location for the Drug and Rehabilitation Centre.
Member for Burnett, Stephen Bennett, joins us on the Big Brekkie for this Thursday morning. Now, some good news with the multi-use conveyor at the Port of Bundaberg as well.
Yeah, well, this one's been around for a long time, and your listeners would recall us talking about this over many years, and it's been a little bit disappointing that we've seen delay after delay. Originally $12 million from the federal government, and another investment of another $8 million was needed because of the delays. But, so now $20 million investment into the project, and, of course, having this multi-use conveyor is something that's really, really exciting, and we want to see it operational. But it's important that we acknowledge the federal government, Gladstone Ports Corp and Sugar Terminals Limited, for their collaboration in making sure this will go ahead. But, we want to make sure that people understand that this is about timber products, it's about the wood pellets and the other commodities like gypsum and other things that will be able to really attract those new businesses into the port, something that's been overdue for decades, and we want to make sure that the port can be all it can be, and that means we have to make these investments, sensible investments, into the future.
And just finally, Stephen, because I know you've got to jump into question time and a few other things as well. Last week you had the Bundaberg Health Crisis Town Hall meeting. How did that go? Bit of a wash up on that.
Yeah, look, over 100 people turned up, and it's really harrowing to hear those stories. And I just wish we could turn that around, that members of the government, and particularly the minister, could come and listen to those stories, because we only hear excuses about doing business the same way over and over again. And the courage that was shown on the floor of that meeting for people to stand up and talk about intimate issues and serious issues in their life around Queensland health, it was terrible. But overall, people were talking about their loved ones being in the back of ambulances for way too long, waiting for surgeries well into way outside clinically recommended times. But the level 5 hospital promise came up time and time again, and overwhelmingly people were quite upset with what they see as being misled. But one thing I want to assure your listeners, though, this wasn't something that doesn't have a consequence or an outcome. Those stories are translated into Parliament to make sure that the government members know of the issues, but more importantly, it's about driving change, and we want to make sure that our work that we do in this area exposing this issue doesn't turn into, just another talk fest. It has to translate into outcomes. And my last comment would be, thanks to everyone who turned up. Your courage was inspirational.
Stephen Bennett, the member for Burnett, really do appreciate your time.
Thank you, Daniel. All the best.
Likewise. It's 1332 4BU.